Yeah, just, man, I just want to start off saying I love our team. I mean, I love our people, everybody that works on this, like, every year. We're so blessed to be able to do this, and, like, I can't tell you about the coaches, the scouts, medical, everything that goes into this. And then, you know, our guys, like, working the phones today, and, like, rookie free agency, and the whole process is just we have great people, and I'm very personally very grateful, and want to say thank you to everybody through the process. I gave you my phone.
I got it.
Well, what's going on? So yeah, with that. Go ahead. No, it's your time.
You came in with four picks, come out with as many players as you did, and the guys you got. Just how excited are you with the moves you were able to make to add to this class?
Yeah, fortunately, people don't want to trade with us until like the sixth and seventh round or fifth and sixth round or some stuff like that. I don't know why that happened like that this year, but I felt like all the way through we were targeted, we were clear, we had a plan, and you're always going to have some upsets, you know, throughout the process. We had a couple of those for sure. But, you know, the coaches were awesome about moving forward after those upsets, and the scouts and everybody that was working the phones and what the landscape or the board was looking like. And, it ended up just being a great process. We added some guys that, like, all the way through that were like, okay, cool. Like there's a plan, there's a vision. There's a like collective feel for moving forward with these guys and how they're going to compete with our team.
Can you tell us about the decision to move up for Bo Stevens or move into the fifth round for Bo Stevens?
Yeah, it was too big of a gap and too much talent there, and Bo came on a 30 visit, and we had a great. It's a really cool thing with the coaches, right? Like with the, you know. You nodding? Like you,
I'm agreeing.
It's like the color announcer from Major League right there.
Take over, man. Yeah, I'm in the bag.
No, I mean,
fly ball.
No, it was a
cock.
just the process of coming in and the coaching. Yeah. Yeah.
How surprised
was great.
That he was still there in the fifth round? Is that why you jumped in?
We were pretty surprised, but. When it's the guy lasts that long, you're like, okay, how do we figure this out? And you know, we did have a plan to kind of play the compensatory game, if you will, so we were like, all right, we have the 12 picks next year. What does it look like? And the coaches just had, we had a lot of buy-in from the coaches. They're really excited about them.
Mike, two of you.
No, thanks for asking Mike a question. It's great.
Two men, they all seemed like they were energetic and self-assured, but yet they understood what it's going to take to compete on a Super Bowl winning team. I know there's like three things that are in there, but it just seemed to go through all of your players that you drafted.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, it speaks to just like the alignment with our people and the things we're looking for, but... you don't have to be like that, you know, to be one of us, and for us to want you here. I think it's, you know, so. But it's cool that it's worked out that way, and we got great. Like I said, I think it was day one. Like we had great competition on our team, and we have a lot of depth, and be able to add some extra pieces later in the draft is going to be really fun to sort that out as the process is going to unfold.
Like you guys triple up at the quarterback position, 2 7th rounders today.
Yep.
What are you excited about?
Yeah, well, there's definitely some special teams value, but like, you know, you can never have too many corners, you know, and I don't think I've been a part of a team that has this many like drafted corners on their team, and so going into camp, which is really exciting. So it's gonna be a fun competition, man. You know, it's gonna be really cool to see get these guys in here and get moving and see where it goes. So. And I know Jay's really excited too.
Mike, you guys didn't add an edge in the draft. really great to see either. Can you talk about some of the guys you've got in the roster that maybe you think can step into that role?
Yeah. I mean, Jared Ivey's a guy that's that had a great season last year. You know, he wasn't active as many days as he probably wanted, but Jamie Sheriff's another guy for 2 years, been with us. Connor O'Toole was up and does a lot of great things. Miss anybody?
Gaines, we got Gaines.
Yeah,
back.
Jalen Gaines is back. We're really excited about those guys, and they really worked really hard last year, and I think all of them were ready to go if need be to go play in a game. It just that's the way the roster shook out on a week-to-week basis. We're fired up about those guys. And again, we're so early in our the draft kind of normally hits first week of phase two-ish. We're kind of a week ahead in terms of the process when the players get here. So we're early right now, relatively speaking, in our process. So, we're off to a great start. We got to keep nailing these days with these guys and see where it takes us.
And you guys, after Monday, you can sign free agents without it affecting the comp pick formula. Do you guys anticipate maybe adding more to the competition at the edge spot?
Yeah, we may. Yep.
John, with O'Toole and Ivy specifically last year, you had some crunch points throughout the year. We had to put some guys on waivers like Anthony and Jared. To not do that with Ivy and O'Toole, does that kind of speak to what you guys thought about them at the time?
Yeah.
When to expose them to potentially somewhere?
Absolutely. Very good preseasons. To credit to our pro Willie and our pro personnel staff with identifying these are the players these are the teams that are looking for a specific position and excuse me and it was definitely part of the process.
With Emmanuel Wilson, what would you like about him? Is there some carryover with what Derek Young was doing?
Yes, I mean Jay, this guy is an outstanding special teams player and. Mike reminded me today, he's clocked at 22.4, miles per hour with football pads on. I'm not sure if you can run like that, Brady, or not. But, yeah, it's pretty fast, yeah. Yeah, but no relation. That's awesome. But well played, sir. It's just a ton of speed. And, we were really excited to be able to get – Jay spent so much time preparing for the draft. And it was so great to be able to get like one of his very top players he's excited about and fits.
John, you've over the years, I feel like, kind of expanded the amount
of that.
You've expanded the amount of people you've had making the draft calls. Why is that important? You kind of share that with a bunch of different people in the scouting department, other ones?
Yeah, it's just the scouts put in, they're away from their families so much. And, Ryan's got two beautiful little kids, he's gone. All the time, and they put in so much time. It's just a cool thing. They build these relationships with these guys, and it's just great for them to be able to finally say, "Hey, man, we're going to select you," and hand the phone to the head coach. And I feel very grateful that I've been able to do this for a number of years, and I hope others in our room will be able to do the same thing. Be decision makers and. It's just fun to let them do that, and Burt's, we're gonna be, obviously the team's gonna be sold, and so it was Burt's last draft with us, and Becca, she's this girl works her tail off, and young woman works her tail off, and so it was fun for her to be able. We were joking; she kind of sounded a little AI-ish, but it was pretty fun for her to be able to do that too, and it's just all these people in the background that people don't I get it. You guys are interviewing, the players and the coaches and everybody throughout the year, but there's a lot that goes in that's behind closed doors.
Andre Fuller, in particular, was a guy that it seemed like people thought might go higher than you guys ended up getting.
That's a good point, I thought.
Yeah, but what did you guys like about him? What did you guys see in him? It sounds like he's got a lot of versatility in what he's done.
Yeah. I think you're just looking at an overall really good football player, and again, going through the process, meeting with our coaches. It's tricky with the multiple position thing, but the ability to be able to do those things is exciting. Really smart. Let's go out a great football player.
He's played on teams,
special teams player as well. Teams, yeah.
He had a great visit. I say that some guys don't have great visits You know what I mean? I feel like I say that to you guys. Like, this guy had a great visit, and coaches are excited. Yeah, you guys are in a different area of the board.
Now, Devin Eastern hit him in the seventh round, 3-year starter in Minnesota. Where do you see him fitting under this defensive line, the strength of the Browns?
Yeah, our coaches were very excited at a A-gap player that can get up and down the line of scrimmage and has some upside as a pass rusher. And let's see what Patrick says about him here. You guys will dig this analytics talk here. Let's see. Here's the analytics talk. Young player, solid stat line with a better-than-average pass rush and a run game production. Good physical profile. These are the analytics stuff we listen to all the time. So it's gonna, Patrick put this together for us, so I had to give Patrick a shout-out. But, no, this guy's a monster. I mean, he's huge, and, like, it's really cool. Again, came in on 30 visit. Coaches were excited. Scouts are excited. Here we go.
Your guys' goal to get young players who aren't in awe of Super Bowl champions, where do you think you measured up this weekend?
They did a good job. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have been on our board, really. That's a huge, they weren't going to be on our board if we felt that way.
How did that show?
And I say that like this, like that our scouts felt that way,
How did that show up in scouting? Because that's not a game thing. I guess sometimes it could be.
I mean, I could talk to you about this for hours, Greg. Like, these guys study these guys forever. It's like a, we have a competitor scale and, like, how they fit in a competitor scale and what's their self-efficacy and, like, how are they going to handle competition.
John, with Dansby, he didn't have anything at the Combine Pro Day, kind of metric timing-wise and everything. What'd you kind of learn about him from a number standpoint through your process, what you could, and what can you kind of tell us about him?
Competitive, quick, sticky, and we felt like, we were missing out on, like, not taking a DB from Arizona because there was, like, I don't know how many, there was, like, seven of them taken. So great. We felt like we had to get in the mix. We had some FOMO there. No, he's a very competitive. I mean, they had a great defensive backfield. He came from San Jose State, and, yeah, everybody's really excited about him, and he's one of those guys too. Seventh round, you're getting closer to free agency, and it's like, okay, who are the guys that are going to go? Well, so
he told us that he's run in the 4.2s, and
he's a cornerback. He's going to tell you that, yeah.
But
he's swaggy.
Does that general speed level kind of show up for you when you see him on tape? Maybe not 4.2s or whatever, but like it's there for you.
Yeah, he's fast. Fast, quick, yeah.
Mike,
excuse me. Good time to. It's been a rough weekend for Mike. He's cold.
Mike, a non-football one for you. What do you mean to have your dad here this weekend? Is he over there?
Oh. Where is the old man?
Given his journey the last
year. Yeah, no, it's awesome. This is a shout out. I'll appreciate John for just the way we operate here. It's pretty unique, but yeah, it's been awesome to have him here and see him and Bill hanging out and figuring out the draft board and get the binoculars out and solving the problems and play a little golf, but yeah, any time we get the chance to spend time together, it's definitely a cherish, especially where we're at on the map. So it was really cool.
John, I know you're always confident in the process, but last year at this time, it seemed like there's a lot more uncertainty just coming off missing the playoffs, a lot of personnel turnover. Seems like this year seems to be more of a complete team going into training or going into the camps and whatnot. Do you feel that way? Do you think like that?
No, I liked. You mean like right now at this time after the draft? I felt really good about our team. Yeah, I feel really good about our team. I just have a natural anxiety that drives us to constantly be on the lookout for how we can improve in every aspect of our operation. That's basically the, like, you never ever feel like you feel good about your team and you love the guys, but there's a part of our philosophy is like, what are we missing? Like, how do we get better? I mean, that's just how we roll.
Hey, John, we were talking to Josh Graf and Ryan Florence earlier.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
They've been with you for so long.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of having guys that you have that much history with? And then how do you incorporate new voices to keep perspectives fresh?
Oh, wow. New perspectives. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, there's a challenge. So first of all, the cohesion and being able to be concise with your communication and like quick, easy, non-rambling. We don't read reports. You know what I mean? You can just get at things really quick. You can solve problems just in a quick manner, quicker manner. On the flip side, the point about like what are we missing out on is like there's always this challenge of like, okay, well, you know, there's a possibility that this player could be this, or, you know, whether it's character, whether it's, you know, off the field stuff, or, you know, then on the field, like the play, good and bad. You know, I've seen the good. We basically try to accentuate the positives. We've seen the player do this. The easiest thing you can do as an evaluator is say, and the safest thing you can do for your job stability is basically say like, well, that guy can't do this and he can't do that and he can't do that. Okay, well then who are you gonna pick? Like somebody's gotta play, you know. So it's just a constant like, you know, just inquisitive challenge for these guys all the time of like knowing at the end of the day who the player is as much as they possibly can. But at the end of the day, when we bring them in the building, we're still learning them. You know, there's guys that have been here 3 years that we're still trying to figure out. Like, not trying to figure out, sorry, trying to help.
On Steven, do you see him on the right side or the left side? Or?
No. Either side.
Thanks.
We'll figure all that out later.
John, nice to be able to have the Lombardi trophy in the room.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. No, sorry. It's been a long weekend. I was like, Stevens, huh? Sorry. Oh, Bo, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was, I forget whose idea that was this morning. It was pretty fun.
Anything else? Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, y'all.